We went ahead and transported him away, and he is currently in custody in my jail, where he will stay. Not going to send him to another sheriff's jail. He killed my deputy. He's going to sit in my jail.
Spalding County Sheriff Darrell Dix. America's listening to Fox News.
The CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast, mostly sunny and breezy today. Few clouds mixing in this afternoon. High temperatures around 50 degrees. Mainly clear tonight. Lows falling to the lower 30s. New Year's Eve will be mostly sunny and pleasant with afternoon highs in the lower 50s. First day of the new year, we'll see a mix of sunshine and clouds and highs around 50. I'm CBS 19 Chief Meteorologist Travis Koshko for Seaville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
The views expressed here reflect the views of Joel Marks, CLU-CHFC, financial advisor, and his guests appearing on the program as of the date of the program and may change as market or other conditions change. Actual investments or investment decisions made by Ameriprise Financial and its affiliates will not necessarily reflect the views expressed on this program. This program will provide only general information, is not intended to provide investment advice, and does not account for individual investor circumstances. Investment decisions should always be made based on an investor's specific financial needs, objectives, goals, time horizon, and risk tolerance. Past performance does not guarantee future results, and no forecast should be considered a guarantee. Investment products, including mutual fund shares, are not insured or guaranteed by any financial institution and involve investment risks, including fluctuations in value and loss of principal. Investment products are not insured by the FDIC, NCUA, or any federal agency, are not deposits or obligations of or guaranteed by any financial institution, and involve investment risks, including possible loss of principal and fluctuation in value. Ameriprise Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Consult your tax advisor or attorney. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC. Virginia Credit Union is a registered representative of Ameriprise Financial. Representatives are registered securities sold advisory services offered through Ameriprise Financial, which is not an affiliate of Virginia Credit Union, Inc. Ameriprise Financial is under contract with the financial institution to make securities available to members. Not NCUA, NCUSIF, FDIC insured. May lose value. No financial institution guarantee. Not a deposit of any financial institution.
Good morning. This is your host, Joel Marks, financial advisor. You're listening to Money Success here on CBS 107.5 and WCHV 1260. It's great to be with you this post-Christmas Saturday morning. I hope everybody out there that's listening and celebrating Christmas had a great time. Hope you created some great memories with your family and friends. Those that were distant, I hope you're able to make contact with them. I hope you're staying healthy, too. My concern this past couple of weeks is a number of friends are coming down with COVID again. It's like it's recycling itself. Please be safe. And those of you that celebrated Hanukkah, I'd be remiss not to say I hope you had a great Hanukkah also, and that your 8 days were a celebration of the light. And looking forward to New Year's Eve coming tomorrow. I just ask that you be safe if you're out on the road. Be watchful of the other guy, because there's going to be a lot of people that are going to be company parties or whatever, and they may have been drinking. So just be very cautious. I really want you to be back with me next week listening. Don't want you in an accident or anything like that. And if you're traveling, safe travels. Make sure you stop, get out, walk around a little bit. Don't see, you know, we can do it. And just keep going overextend yourself when you're not watchful. So that has nothing to do with financial planning. It just has to do with your welfare. And I'm concerned about that, too. So let's just talk. Today, I wanted to kind of wrap up 2024 and give you some ideas for 2023 and give you something for 2024. And I guess let me give you something positive first for next year. If you haven't heard yet, because as January turns around and it flips into that a new year, you're going to start thinking about taxes. And I want you to know that there are some upticks for you in doing your taxes. And for some people, it may save them a substantial amount of dollars. The standard deduction is changing next year. It's actually because of it's adjusted or shifted for inflation. The standard deduction for 2023 was $27,700. it will be going to $29,200 for a married couple. I'm not going to hit all the different ones. Google it. It's like, I was with a younger gentleman in his 20s the other day, and I'm saying something. I just finally looked at it and said, Google it. You'll find out what I'm talking about. Head of household, you're going from $20,800 to $21,900. And the other thing that's changing are tax brackets. Are changing. They're also being affected for inflation by 5.4%. Married brackets, and I'm just going to use this and not give all of them, but the 10% bracket is now up to $23,200. The 12% goes from $23,200 to $94,300. So you've got 10% on the first part, you got 12% on that between $23,200 and $94,300. You jump to 22% between the $9,300 and $201,050. So you're at that. There's a 24%. The high bracket now is 37%, and that's if you're making over $731,000 a year. So the brackets are there, and make sure that you're aware of that. And you will become more aware of it, obviously, as April 15th comes close, unless you do an extension. Most of your investment forms that you need, your 1099s for capital gains, long and short term, any interest or dividend paying 1099s, you should be receiving them sometime between February and early March. Normally around February is when they start coming out. The other thing, and some of you have been remiss, and you're going to have to file a form with the IRS. If you did not take your required minimum distribution for 2023, for whatever the reason, you can contact and do that as soon as you can in January. Have your RMD paid out to you. Your accountant's going to have to make some adjustments, and there is a special form asking for dispensation from the IRS for not taking it out in time. The follow-up to that is, in about February, you will get some notices from your investment companies, your insurance companies, if you have IRAs, annuities in your IRAs, that you need to, what your RMD will be, required minimum distribution for 2024. Don't throw that over in the corner and then all of a sudden December turn around and going, I forgot to do something. What is it? And then you're going to call your investment person and they're going to say, you know, it's after December 25th. It's not going to happen this year. Or you're going to expect them to run and give you the priority. And maybe that you need the priority. You obviously need the priority because you waited again. When you get your RMD notification, contact your advisor. Make sure that it is set up. They can set it up then. If you want it in November, they can set it up so you get it in November. If you have annuities or you're locked in with an insurance company, you can normally do a form that will automatically send your RMD to you every year. Annuity company, insurance companies can do that. Most of the investment companies aren't able to do that because your portfolio will require a liquidation of an asset so you have the cash. That has to be by discussion. That can't be just an automatic type of item taking place. So be proactive, folks. I'm just suggesting that. That'll take a lot of stress off. That'll get the funds there. Maybe you want the funds for October, November for Christmas. You want them for Thanksgiving. You want them in May for a summer trip. Whatever. If it's with an insurance company, you can get that way. If it's an investment account, your advisor can assist you in setting that up ahead of time. Don't wait till the last time. You don't become a happy person if you wait. And the person you're dealing with isn't going to be real happy because they've got other things going on, and all of a sudden they've got to stop to make sure you get your required minimum distribution. Just putting that into an account, I want you to think about that. Just giving some heads up, some alerts that make you a better client for your advisor, as well as your advisor being able to better serve you. And it goes back in both ways, folks. If you've been following the market, and this has been a rather resilient year in 2023, I guess you could say. It's interesting how the resilience of our market with the interest rates and how they have risen significantly. They have started to retract some bit, a bit, if you see that in the mortgage market. I believe that interest rates in the mortgage market realistically should be between 5% and 6%. And that's where they used to always hang around. We had the anomaly because of the pandemic of going down to be between 2% and 3% for a period of time. If you are waiting for that because you're going to purchase a home or you're going to refinance and you think it's going to get down like that, I got some swampland in Florida for you. Just being facetious in that it's not going to happen. It won't happen again, I believe, in my lifetime. Those interest rates aren't there. They are getting down. They're a little bit over. I'm seeing a little bit over 6% right now. It's getting a little bit better for people that want to purchase. It may be that you'll purchase and refinance in a year or two. If you're really looking to get in, the market is still there. If you've got the credit score, understand if your credit score is low, meet with somebody, find out what you can do to help your credit score. If you're down in the low 600s, you've got to work on your credit score or less. You've got to work on it. You've got to get it up there. That affects your interest rate. And the other aspects of getting a mortgage. So, we've talked about this on the program ad nauseum, I think. You can't spend yourself into prosperity. You can't spend yourself out of poverty. Credit cards can be the worst enemy that you have. Interest rates in the 20s. If you do cash advance, you're in the 30s. You are going to destroy yourself. You're looking, the current interest rates on a credit card on $10,000, if you are paying the minimum, you are looking at a 30-year mortgage, and you will pay more than three times what that $10,000. So, folks, be cautious. Some of you, unfortunately, got wrapped up in Christmas again. You put a lot on your credit cards instead of putting a budget together. And many people go into October to get out of debt from the previous Christmas. I hope that's not you. I hope you've been listening to what I've been talking about and you've been doing something about what's going on with the your credit cards and what you've been adding up. Yeah, they're a great tool for money management, paying them off every month. And I've got clients, I've just worked with them to get out of debt, especially if you're retired. And if you are retired, you've gone through a tough year, especially if you've been on fixed incomes and rising prices in the grocery store. We've seen a little bit of a retraction at the pump in the grocery store, but it's not going to get back, I don't believe, to where we were at. We're not energy independent. So getting that down into the low $2 or realm, I don't see that in the near future. Grocery prices may retract a little bit, but because of the higher fuel prices, remember, everything gets transported by truck at some point. Those prices are up for the truck drivers and the farmers. All their prices are up, be it diesel fuel for tractors or fertilizer or seed. On the chemicals that they use, those prices are way up. I've got some farmer clients that I talked to about that, and it's really significant how far that has gone up this past year. So don't expect food prices to get down to where they were at. be diligent. You know, maybe you're changing your menu or got new recipes or whatever it might be. But people are changing their habits. COVID created a lot of savings in this country because we weren't out spending. Statistics are showing those savings are about gone. They have been depleted. Post-COVID, people went out and started spending like they hadn't been. It was a newfound freedom. And most of those savings are gone that the people had. That's a concern when I look at people coming in, new clients, or I'm talking to people, and they don't have an emergency fund. They don't have anything to fall back on. And not even $1,000. And that's a concern because all of a sudden you need four new tires on your car. Or maybe you get the information that I got last week that the pressure tank for our well, that the bladder inside now has a leak. But you can't just plug the hole in the bladder. It's a new tank. And you either do that or lose pressure in your water supply. You've got to have that kind of a thing available. By the way, you're listening to Money Success. I'm Joel Marks, financial advisor. We're on CBIL 107.5 and WCHV 1260. And I so appreciate you as a listening audience, as we've been in our fourth year and you've been hanging in with us. Some of you are new. I don't appreciate each one of you. I do read the emails that you send me and listen to the messages, try to get back to those who I can and set appointments for those who want it. Remember, you can contact me at 540-785-4315. That's 540-785-4315. I am located at your Virginia Credit Union in Seminole Court. You do not have to be a member to meet with me and many of my clients. You don't have to be a member to be a client either, if that should so happen. You can also contact me through WCHV.com. Go onto the website. You'll see Money Success. Click on it. It will take you to my webpage. My phone number is there. My email address is there. You can contact me. We have some other interactive things there. And in 2024, we plan to soup that page up quite a bit. We got some ideas that I think will benefit you in the listening public that we're going to be able to put on that webpage because of technology changes. And so I'm excited about that. We'll tell you more about that as it happens. So we're looking at 2024. 23 is just about in the can. We're just about over with that. And want to talk to you a little bit about what we're looking at in 2024 as far as some highlights on it. From the standpoint of the macro economy in 2024. Expect challenges for the U.S. As resilience is probably going to start to wane amid some rising household debt and job cuts. We're seeing more of that taking place. Global growth may slow, posing some risks amid geopolitical tensions. We're seeing that not only in the Middle East and the Ukraine, but China, Taiwan, and other places. It could ease inflation pressures, but prepare for volatility and also opportunities ahead. And when I say that, hone in, keep talking about, you've got two choices in setting up your investment programs. One, you can do a passive. You just buy some mutual funds or some stocks, let them sit. And unless you change it, nothing's going to happen. Or you go proactive, in my opinion. You use an investment advisor. You use money managers. They are watching your account based on an intensive review with you on your goals, your needs, your wants, your desires, where you see yourself 3, 5, 10 years out, what you got, where you're going to be, making sure that there's security and so forth. Be it pre or post-retirement, doesn't make any difference, except the nuances that go into designing the plan, and that can help you with the volatility. I know it does with my clients, and it also helps you get into those positions where opportunities arise. And we talked about, equity markets ending in 2024, central bank policy changes and rising government debt, geopolitical tensions again, are creating some consumer vulnerabilities, which are going to challenge the equity market. Active managers may find opportunities in overlooked sectors like energy and materials. And there's some uncertainty in focusing on the fundamentals in this time. We've been looking at fixed income because of interest rates rising. They ended on a strong note this year, but there's some expectations of some slowdowns in 2024. Inflation will probably subside a little bit, but higher borrowing costs are still going to challenge us as consumers. May want to be opting for some short-term maturity yields, especially with not knowing exactly where the central bank is going to go one way or the other. And, multi-assets, there's a lot of complexity there. Again, uncertainty in strategies that are out there, taking a look at where you are going, what your expectations are in the near and the far future. Where do you see it going for you, and so forth? We want to make sure that 2024 is coming to you with some positives, I think. And I think there can be. We're looking a great deal at the different sectors that are there as far as our clients. There are certain sectors that are doing quite nicely, even with the volatility in the client in the economy. But you've got to be very cautious. It's really a pick and choose and watching what's there, making sure that you're staying on top of it. Otherwise, you're going to find yourself behind the eight ball. The volatility is still there. Again, proactive is being able to move from one place to another. Or if you see a stock fall out of a good position, you want to be able to change that. And that's what a good money manager can do, and a good advisor is watching your account. And I keep talking about that over being the old buy and hold philosophy that was around for so long. And it doesn't really hold today. I mean, you can do it, and hope for the best. But you better be able to do your research and stay on top of it. It's a lot more, a lot more going into selecting than throwing a dart at the Wall Street Journal and taking your picks. It's just the reality of things today. So want you to think about that. Want you to think also about bracing for the real potential of the large market sharks that can take place. There is a new normal that we're looking at. In many cases, we're looking for lower returns and higher volatility is what we've been taking, and it's going to continue. You need to be able to diversify your portfolio accordingly and generate returns for the future as well as timely insights to the short term. But you've got to be looking down the road. If you're just looking into the short term, you better think twice about being in the market. Again, you need well-placed active management to get strong outcomes coming up in the near future. Global growth, the extent of the U.S., resilience, it's going to, be affected, I think, by we've seen a weakness in China in their economy, and that is going to be affecting things as we go forward. As I said, there's going to be some challenges coming out, and resilience may begin to fade. As I said, post-pandemic savings are almost exhausted. Fixed loans locked in at low rates are expiring, opening the door for a sharp rise in household debt and costs. Labor market is starting to see some slowdowns, and we're starting to see some reductions, major reductions, even in the IT area. So you need to take some cautious positions with what's going out. Equity fundamentals across most of the asset classes isn't real clear in going into 2024. So it's going to make it challenging to know where to go and what you and where to get things invested and staying on top of that. Be cautious, folks. You need to be cautious going into 2024. If you haven't yet, you need to be thinking about calling your financial advisor in the first quarter and sitting down with that person or persons, as the case may be, and discussing your portfolio. You should be doing the first part of the year a complete review with your advisor. If you have actively managed accounts, my suggestion is, and I do this with my clients, you need to meet with that advisor at least on a quarterly basis in 2024. We've been doing it in 2023. The volatility, the uncertainty, the changes that are happening, how the economy is affecting my clients. We're meeting on a quarterly basis to review everything. Now, that, technology today helps a lot. That doesn't necessarily mean they're coming into my office. Many times it's a team meeting type of thing. It's off of the internet. If we both can get it working out, we do one of those, an internet meeting. We can share screens. We can see things that are taking place, and we can stay on top of the changes in their lifestyle, their life situation, as well as keep on top of the investment landscape and what's happening there. And it's just important for me to get this out to you as you're going into the new year. It's the recovery isn't all there. There's still a lot of things geopolitically that are affecting us. Wars tend to cause inflation. We're seeing some of that heat up, not only our position of supporting the Ukraine and Israel, but we're seeing that Iran is upping their position. We're seeing China doing their stuff. So we want to make sure that we're on top of it for you and see how it's affecting you as well as the market and your investments. This past year has been really tough on those people that have been fixed income, and they've been hit dramatically. So I just want to give you that update, folks. It's been a great 2023 to be with you. I'm looking forward to 2024. Remember, you're listening to Money Success. I'm your host, Joel Marks, financial advisor, CHFC, CLU. We got initials after our name, over 40 years of experience doing just this, helping people have peace of mind, financial peace of mind, and financial success. You've been listening to us on CVIL 107.5 and WCHV 1260 here in the Charlottesville vicinity. It's great being with you this past year, and I'm just looking forward to next year coming about. And I really believe this. I end the show with this every year, but I really believe that the best is yet to come, and it is going to come in 2024. Again, have a great new year. Be safe. Watch out for the other guy. And I look forward to seeing you and talking with you again in 2023. Remember, you can contact me at 540-785-4315. I'm located at your Virginia Credit Union. go to WCHV.com. Click on Money Success. You can email me. You can call me. It's all there for you. Again, Happy New Year. See you in 2024. And remember, the best is yet to come.
Live from the gaslit streets of Central Virginia, Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV, AM and FM, Charlottesville.
From the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, this is local news first.
Friday afternoon, Judge Leonie Brinkema.